Let's go, girls. Yes. Hello and welcome to your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who doesn't let you leave before you've had a big red kiss on your cheek. But no matter how much you scrub that memory, it will never leave you.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, that's a spooky, wooky one. Sorry about that. Yeah.
And I'm Bron Lewis. I'm the auntie who thinks your girlfriend's not good enough for the family.
And I'm James Clement. I'm your auntie who, she's perfectly nice, but her husband is just awful. You know, he's just at everything and you're like, he's not even blood related. And
he's, why is he here?
Yeah, all these opinions are weird and wrong. It is just really unfunny. They're like, are they going to get divorced? I don't think so.
There's too much money tied up in this. Too many things tied up.
And she's put on too much weight, so she's like, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm in this now forever. Welcome to your two drunk aunties. Oh my goodness, Bron Lewis, we are joined today by podcast extraordinaire, gorgeous man, talking about his skin. He's got very good skin.
Oh my God, James, your skin.
Yeah, thank you.
You got very good skin.
Both have excellent
gorgeous hair. Thank you for saying that. That's a lovely thing to say.
It is really nice. I'm very warm.
It's a hot day. We are recording this on the launch of the podcast. Isn't this fun? We're all having a lovely whiskey sour.
That's right.
Isn't this fun? So, cheers, aunties.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, aunties. Cheers, aunties. Happy launch day. We thought, what better way to launch than get our good friend, Mr. Sunday Movies, aka James Clement, to come. Now, James, what's your history with drunk aunties? Have you got a history with all the drunk aunties in the world?
I've got pretty good aunties, like I would say in general, but my family, I would say, on the whole, kind of sucks. It's nothing even specific. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, you have to, any of this. Do I want to be at this thing?
And is there lots of family events?
Not really, not anymore. A lot of people have died. Like, I might get a funeral every now and then. Everyone's married at
everyone's
this point.
Married
everybody's going to get married.
Also, the only events are funerals.
Mostly
now.
Funerals,
so you won't have to go to like your Auntie Kerry's 60th or anything like that.
No, thank God.
Yeah. She's 60th / funeral.
She wouldn't invite you, James.
Oh, you
she's
wouldn't be
had
invited.
It up to here with you, actually.
She'll be down the RSL with Kath.
She's heard the shit you said about the family. She won't have it.
And she won't forget.
So have you got lots of aunties?
What have I got? On my mum's side, I've got one and two that died. This is interesting.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah,
this is interesting.
On my dad's side, there's two that I don't really see.
So I have like, the way my aunties works, it's like my mum's cousins.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, there is kind of that.
Oh, okay.
Do you have that? I think that's a real white trash thing.
It's heaps of women that are just your aunties. All of a sudden, you're like, are we blood related? I have no idea.
Don't know. It's just Nan's neighbour.
Yeah. Which of these people can I marry legally?
Yeah. Beautiful women, all of them, in their sarongs, looking quite nice.
Auntie Kerry.
Now, on this podcast, James, we give gorgeous advice to wonderful people. Now, we've got a couple of people who have written in letters to their aunties.
I love this bit.
Oh, it's a beautiful bit, beautiful bit.
And we
always
get
good advice. Oh, we always solve it. We always solve it. Dear aunties, my neighbour throws junk out of the window all the time and it lands on my balcony below.
That's insane.
I've tried talking to them, but they won't listen. What do I do? Gemma. Now, this straight away when I read this, well, I've moved in 7 times. I just love moving. The first time I moved in, when I first moved in here, Diggs did a big poo on the balcony.
Sloppy jalopy.
Big sloppy jalopy. It fell down on the balcony below.
It did.
Only time it's ever happened.
It slid off.
Got some curve and then went back in.
And so I had the neighbour come and knock on the door the next day. And they didn't know that I had a dog, so I probably thought it was me.
What did they, were they furious?
They were so nice about it. They were way too nice about it. Mm. Like they could have been really angry. I imagine if I had shit dropping on my balcony, I wouldn't be as pleased.
Did you know this had happened?
No, I didn't.
Because I guess you would have gone down and be like, I'll get that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Don't open your balcony door, real. Can I just check your balcony's the same size as mine? Like real possessive. Yep, that's the same square footage as mine. That's fine.
I just brought a little plastic bag. Don't worry about it.
Just taking a sample
for
myself.
Did they bring it up for you? Like,
no, they
it
didn't.
You?
They didn't.
They
I offered to go and clean it, but they didn't want that. I don't believe it happened.
They just wanted to know who you are. They were scoping
you out. I thought
you
meant I was making it up. They were telling that great story.
I'm saying that.
Yeah, you think they made it up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because if you've never seen the poop, you should have said that to them.
Yeah, show me the poop.
I don't believe you.
Show me the poop.
Exactly.
Show it to me.
And I know what his poops look like.
Yeah. Oh, no. What do you do in this situation, Jack? What are you going
to
say?
I just need to know, was there like a residue on your balcony? Was he like,
skid mark.
Yeah.
I didn't see a whole lot. So that's interesting. I reckon they're probably lying.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I'm going to go and confront them after this. I've prepared a whiskey sour. I'm going to go and confront them in this heat on a 36 degree day we're recording in a hot box. I'm going to go and confront them. It's the only thing to do.
Demand the poo back.
After all this time. Yep. I've been here for months. I'm not leaving until I get my dog's poo. That's fun. Yeah. What would you do in this situation? So, yeah, falling down. And
I'm assuming it's junk.
Just junk. Yeah. Just junk stuff. Another man's treasure. I'm always saying that.
Well, that's, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's no specifics, is there?
There's no specifics. I wonder what they're throwing out of their window.
So it's not like cigarette butts or anything. Could you say cigarette butts?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
If it was a poo.
you get something out of it. Yeah.
I mean, the thing you should really do is go and speak to them. But what I would more likely do is gather it all up in a bag and just deliver it like every week.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah.
Then you're in a weird feud. I'm not saying that's the way you should go, but that's what I would do. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you'd do. That's probably what I would do. That's actually so nice.
Yeah. You're so lovely. What would you gather it up in? Would it be a little nice little parcel and drop it off on the doorstep?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
Just wrap it in a hanky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Like Winnie the Pooh style. Stick over your shoulder. Come take it over. Do them every day.
I would kick it over my balcony onto the next one.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Is that rude?
Pass it along.
It's not rude. Thanks,
you
James.
You can blame them. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I did. It actually missed my balcony. My balcony is very slim, like me.
Very slim. Not the same width as yours. I've done the pacing. Yeah. It's not the same.
You've stacked it on in your balcony, haven't you?
Well, you could just say that, it's not like the same thing could have happened to the person above you. Mm. We don't know. So maybe it went onto their balcony. They kicked it off onto yours, and it's just a bit of a domino effect.
Oh, whose junk is this?
Whose junk is this?
I don't understand how you would let this happen.
Nah.
Or do it like, why?
I'm not throwing shit out my windows apart from that one time. Literal shit.
You've got a mad person who lives across the road.
Oh my god!
And he's got it. And he's got like his balcony's full of things.
It is, yeah.
And I imagine that, like, because you know, when you look at someone's balcony, you can tell a lot about them.
Oh yeah,
And then you.
So he's great.
So he.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
He looks really unhinged. So I imagine. If he didn't want one of his trinkets anymore,
he'd
kick it
off.
That'd
be straight on my balcony.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be over here. Diggs would be wearing it.
Oh, that'd be nice. Nice overalls. Where'd you get that frock?
Maybe she's not well. So I reckon just kick it off. Don't confront him.
No, you're right.
Kick it off or put it in a basket.
Hey, the thing I said is wrong.
But I liked what you said. It's so nice. Also,
it's
your
so
skin
lovely.
Is beautiful.
Thank oh, my you. God, so beautiful. Got the next one. Dear aunties, I've been dating a guy for a few weeks and he told me he doesn't have Instagram, but I've found his account. He seems to post on it all the time too. Is this an early red flag, bro? I reckon it's a bit of a red flag unless he's got like gorgeous little nudie pics on there. Mm. That's all he posts.
Why would he be trying to hide those?
maybe he's ashamed of his bod.
So why is he putting on Instagram?
To see, God, is this normal? Sam. It says, is this normal? It's called at, is this normal? That's his, that's his handle.
How'd she find it? I wonder.
I don't know. She's found out his last name and she's, I can
she's found, wow, what a detective.
I have a friend who, because, you know, I imagine she's a screenshot, she zoomed in. A friend of mine told me the other day that they told their partner and the partner nearly left them after they told them. They said that, you know, on Facebook, you know, how at the top you got the stories.
Yeah.
She says she screenshots the stories, zooms in, and then sees if she wants to open them or not.
Oh, wow.
Because then she doesn't want to be seen to be opening them.
Yeah. Actually.
And then she showed me all of her screenshots on her phone. I'll bleep that out. But like then just showing me through her phone and she's got all these screenshots of zoomed in pixelated stories. I go, you are insane. That's
and
a little bit
Facebook.
Insane. Facebook.
Yeah. So that's not going to be anything anyway. Is it?
No
really?
One's looking at
it's
the
dead.
Insights no. there.
It's just auntie sharing stuff
well,
on
I
there.
I didn't know
it.
You could look at the insights like that because I don't care about details. No. I'm not a detailed-oriented person. I don't care. I'm going to absolutely die in a car crash. Okay.
Okay. I'm excited to get a lift from you later tonight.
What a road rules. Give me another whiskey.
She'd be fine.
But like someone had said to me the other day, there's a woman who keeps looking at my posts and she's not one, she doesn't follow me.
Oh, sorry. I thought a woman that's looking at your mailbox or something. Woman out there keeps looking at my post.
What are we talking?
There's a woman out there keeps looking at my post.
Don't look
at it. Kick
it
onto my balcony.
get your eyes off my post, Johnny Kerry. I'm not coming to your funeral. That's me being James.
I love and that. Then, it's very good. Beautiful skin.
I've got gorgeous skin when I'm James.
You're doing your beautiful mother.
But she said that you can see who looks at your stuff. Do you do this? Did you know this? Do you
I don't look at that stuff either.
No, you don't look like you care.
And I don't post that much on Instagram either.
Good on you.
Thank you.
You're private guy.
Laziness. Yeah. No, I post a lot everywhere else. It's just I can't with this.
Like I said, you're a private guy.
Sorry, I'm a private guy. Sorry.
I post every day about everything. You're a private guy. Love that.
So that means, but your friend, as somebody who like looks, for, like searches for their account every time, looks at everything, must know that they can be seen and doesn't follow them.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre?
I wouldn't know because I look at people that I don't follow, people I don't like, for example, and then I didn't know. Okay. Emily Tahini, just joking. I love it. No, it's I didn't know that they could see that I was looking at their stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's more insane to look at who's looking at your stuff.
Yes. Because you said me something the other day and I was like, oh no, now that I've seen it.
Yeah,
and Bron was like,
Bron
said, shut up.
She said, shut up.
She said, shut up. I hate coming to your place. Remember she said that when she came in today? It's a long way for Bron to drive.
But I think that, what do you think is more insane? Looking at your insights or looking at someone that you don't follow a few times?
I think everyone does that. I think everyone looks up people.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
You don't want them to be like, oh, finally, James is following me. You'd be like, no, I'm not. I'm just looking at your stuff every day.
Looking at that skin. Just looking at that skin nonstop.
I guess it says a different thing about you. I think they both say different things, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess it just depends.
Mm.
One's kind of more like, who's looking at me? What's going on?
He must be posting stuff that he's not too proud of or doesn't want them.
Oh, yeah, that's the original thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Because when I went on dates, let's just say I went on dates and stuff, and I would never say that I had a podcast or anything because then, you know, there's a certain expectation about
it. I don't tell people.
When you're going on dates?
Not on your date?
You shouldn't be going on dates.
No, just in general because I used to be a teacher. Yeah. So I used to be a teacher. I was primary school.
I
was primary school.
Good skin, both teachers. The list is endless.
My God.
Beautiful parents.
Yeah.
You got it all. It's so many similarities. Both drinking whiskey sour.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Drove 45 minutes to your friend Sam's house.
It's true.
Yeah. It's all lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, in this situation, like, I would never say that I had a podcast. And you would do the same. I imagine you don't say anything like that.
No. I say, I used to be a teacher and then if they ask more, then I
retired early.
Then I say, I made so much money I left.
Made bank with teaching. Teachers are overpaid. I'm always saying
I was sick of everyone saying thank you. Sick to death of it.
Opposite of a thankless job.
You obviously skipped. Did you get out of the day? Pool when
well 2005 before. Or whatever.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So you would have skipped all the dating sites. Yeah, I got out of the dating just before the dating stuff. Yeah, just recently. Thank you. Because we just got married, James. Deal with it.
Did you?
Together. No, we didn't. No, I didn't.
No, we didn't. She's making
no,
the whole thing up.
I'm just talking about you and I.
That's ceremony.
But your surprise made me feel bad.
I was really excited for you.
Thanks.
That ceremony in the kitchen.
I mean, us getting married is also exciting. But
thank you. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Great. No, I was really thrilled when I was not in the dating websites because all the teachers put their stuff up and the kids find them.
Yeah, exactly.
All the high school kids find them. Yeah. They're like, oh, look what she's written about herself.
And
because you have to look, you know, like there's like, oh, you like you have to look beautiful. A bit sexy, like fun. You look like it's so vulnerable to be like, this is what I have to offer.
Yeah.
And then your 15-year-old English, like the kids in your English class find it. They're like, oh, Miss Lewis.
Yeah.
You like basketball? I'm like, no, I just think all get me.
I hate basketball. So you think, Lee, I don't think you need to bring it up or anything and be like, I found you on Instagram.com.
Yes, you do. Why have you not told me you're on Instagram?
That's stressful. You gonna bring that up on the second date?
I mean, it's early on, you know, it's fine. Yeah. I think it's fine. Just be like, hey, I was just having a look.
Yeah.
Came across this.
I actually saw you have an Instagram and you lied about it.
Yeah, I realise that you're lying to me.
Yeah.
I want to know why. She must, like, surely it's obvious why he said I don't have it.
Yeah, like what's on it? I don't like how these are light on details.
Yeah, what's on it? What's on that goddamn page?
Mm.
Victims? Does he kill people?
Probably at this point.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to kill her now that she's found this out.
Yeah, it's scary. I'll just get a lie detector test.
Would you?
Somehow get him to sit down and have a lie detector test.
Yeah.
And get him. get him a beauty.
At the second date, he'll be into that.
He'll be into that. Yeah, that's less full on than confronting him. Yeah.
Well, what's the bigger red flag?
Modern dating is different, right? And this could easily be a thing.
It could be easily be a thing. Oh, you could have spiced it up dates. That's
some of
fun.
The stories I've heard. Oh, I've even, like, I've had a friend who she went all the way around. So she started coming back to people that, like, she'd seen prior. Like, she did a full lap.
That's
she's
scary.
Seen someone now. It's going very well. But
I'm happy for her.
Thank God. She was like, oh, my God, I did this already?
I did this?
I clocked this?
Oh,
you clocked every level.
Second lap. Hello, Tyson. Yes, I still like basketball.
It's always basketball with you.
Yeah, it is. You know me. I love to hang 10. Oh, wait, that's surfing.
That's surfing. Number five, whatever. Look, I reckon, yeah, you can bring it up. Just
absolutely.
Bring it up.
Just talk about him. It. Just ask him. Why is everyone so scared of people these days?
Keep it so cash. If you have a listener letter, you can write into deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Or if you want to leave a little speak pipe, a little voice memo, speakpipe.com/drunkaunties. You ready for the second segment?
Yes.
Live, laugh, love. I got some little jokes. Christ. Let's see if you two like these.
You don't like these, do you?
Nah.
So, sometimes she's giggled. Sometimes she's laughed a little bit.
I don't know why. Because when you're like, did you like that? And I go, no, I didn't. I hate that
you
one.
You hate that
I
one.
I hate it.
Well, maybe you'll find one today that you really like. And James,
don't feel pressured to laugh.
Okay. No, yeah. I'm happy to remain completely silent.
Spanish-speaking magician told his audience he was going to vanish on the count of three. He counted uno, dos, and disappeared without a trace.
Okay. Yeah.
Why can't
it's a clever play on words,
clever.
I would say.
It's
I'd
clever.
Never, that.
Not that funny, but
I'd never
clever.
Heard
it's
anyone do that
clever.
Before.
No.
Well done.
Clever.
Okay.
Why can't a bike stand on its own? It's too tired.
Yeah.
Where'd you get these ones from? These are different.
They're the different ones.
Okay.
They're bum ones. They're fun ones. I'm having bum ones. I have an inferiority complex, but it's not a very good one.
That's good.
That's a fun one, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, fine.
Bron's right. Burped up. She loves this.
Here we go.
Actually, I love this segment.
Just a little bit warm up.
Do you see these coming? Because you're like a professional comedian. You're like, I've heard every joke.
No,
I know.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't do jokes like this.
Yeah.
So a magician, a Spanish magician, right, walks into a bar. There's a nun there.
Oh, my God. As if you'd know what my jokes are like, Sam.
I would love to one day see you perform, but it's sadly not going to be anytime soon. We're always recording podcasts in hot rooms. What do you call a dinosaur with an extensive vocabulary? A thesaurus.
I hate it.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
All right, we'll move right along.
Really upsetting.
Is it spelt the same way?
Yeah.
No.
Stupid.
It's not even
that's
clever.
A dumb. That's a stupid.
I like
that's
how you're
stupid.
On board.
Yeah, I don't
you're
like it anymore.
Yeah.
I found it, but I hate it. It's hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs because they always take things literally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They say makeup sex is the best, which is lucky. Because all my sex is made up.
He's a sad
he's
virgin.
He's a sad virgin.
Could be a woman.
Could be a woman.
They would
women
never
are sad virgins
lie
too.
About that.
They
women
would never
don't lie.
Bragging about sex. So many women do that. Why men like cars? Because they pull out before they check if anyone else is coming.
Nice.
Yuck.
That's a
nice one.
You like
that
one?
Loved
the
it.
Boys are on board. Loved it, boys.
That's
boys.
A slam dunk.
That's a slam dunk.
Oh, well done.
Ever heard of it? Look it up, bro. What does it mean when a man is in your bed gasping and calling your name?
Peanut allergy.
That's good. I love that.
It doesn't even make sense.
Let's end it with that. Peanut allergy.
No, it's actually, I prefer whatever you say.
Yep. You prefer James.
This is better.
Yep. Cool. You prefer the guy with a good skin.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. It's glowing.
You didn't hold the pillow down for long enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Murder.
See,
tried to kill him.
I love hate my partner jokes. My
favorite. Yeah. Take my wife, please. That's one of mine.
Oh,
take
yeah.
my wife, please. Gee, my wife sucks.
Just, yeah.
Hey, everybody. My wife sucks. Is anyone with me? That's always a good way to open. Bron does that, I believe. Never seen her.
And I hit her. It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of stuff is good. That sort of stuff's
really good.
Yeah, she's got two black eyes. She just wouldn't get back into the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's so
you got
funny.
It again.
So
funny
cool.
stuff
I didn't know
like
you were
that.
So cool, Bron.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty cool. I'm one of the boys. My favorite is when newly divorced blokes get up on stage.
Yeah.
Oh my
that
God.
Is my favorite.
I would love to see that. There should be a night that's exclusively that.
It's paradise.
I'll take you to go and see our one time. I'll bleep that.
Don't bleep that.
Gee, that was one of the worst shows I've ever seen. He had recently been through a divorce.
Yeah.
Oh My God, and at Rob Mosey Mills took me to go and see him. Mm. Rob was thinking it was the funniest thing in the world, and I was like, he is having a breakdown on stage. Like, this is no good. And it was the most awkward show I've ever seen because he was going through it as the show was happening. Like, every night it was a new thing apparently where he just keep talking about his divorce. God. And no one really knew what to do. And look, to be honest, it didn't have anything on thesaurus, dinosaur well, that's stuff. Right. It didn't have any I'd of that sort of gear.
No, I always love that sort of stuff. I love train wrecks on stage and yes. divorce dads yeah. are – so good.
Yeah. Cool divorce dad's got a leather jacket.
Oh, very nice. Very cool. Yes. And when it's very really cool. hot and they're oh, just like yeah. really sweaty and they're just like drinking the cheapest beer that's on yeah. offer and they have said, what's the discount? My wife's taken me to the cleanest, I should say ex-wife, I should say bitch. It's like, okay, mate.
Bob's working on some new stuff.
Are you hearing the same jokes, I assume, like just in different
yeah,
ways?
Yeah, it's is always that- about
always
like,
aggressive. Oh,
it's always this. So hateful yeah. and I love it because mm. I just think that because they look so sad,
yeah.
if the ex-wives were there, they'd just be like, oh, everyone feels sorry for you.
Yeah.
I win. I'm yeah. winning.
Yeah. I won yeah. at life because of your little
worried.
Stand up.
Yeah, because yeah. they're like, wow, he's not okay. He's going to like, he's absolutely going to drive his car into yeah. a lake after this.
I remember one time I was doing a gig and a guy was recording his set. And I was like, oh, cool. I just started out and I just thought everyone just recorded their sets. And so you get better, you listen back to it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're recording your set. So you can listen back to it. And he goes, no, I do this because I have to prove to my wife that I do this. And yeah. I was like, oh, right. Like, she doesn't believe you. And he goes, no, she thinks I'm stupid.
Doesn't even
sounds like a good relationship. Sounds like an answer to a different question, doesn't it? Yeah. Like, you're stupid. Going, oh.
Also, what he thought his jokes were clever.
No. It wasn't anything about his stand-up. She didn't believe that he did stand-up. I think she thought that he was just out doing something else. And he was like, I've got to prove.
Well, that's not his name. Doesn't mean he's stupid. It means he's a liar.
I mean,
he does sound stupid.
He does sound a little bit because he was a little bit stupid.
Oh, my God, he's dumb as dog shit.
He's dumb as dog yeah. shit. And that's kind of fun. I like that.
It is fun.
Now, look, Bron, are you ready for the next segment?
Yeah.
Spooky.
Oh, my God.
Oh, excited. Oh my God. She got excited. Her eyes lit up.
Where do you get these? I shouldn't no, you reveal should, that.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
then people
on the internet.
Oh, yeah, ever heard of it?
You have that.
Yeah. She's got an iPad.
I live in the suburbs.
New iPad, yeah.
You live in the nice suburbs.
It's all right.
It's beautiful. Everyone wants to live out there, they say.
It was an accident.
Don't say where. Be very careful. You don't say where.
No one wants to live here.
Okay, that's rude and hurtful. But that's fun. Water off a duck's back.
It's too hot here.
It is hot yeah. in this part of the world.
Like a turd off a ledge.
That's right. Beautifully put.
Don't
thank
even
you.
Feel it.
Okay. This one, this one is, all right, doesn't matter. I'm not going to give you any details beforehand.
Oh, my
okay?
God. Okay? Yeah.
It's scary, though.
Oh. Kick it! So that's when the music sets in. So just, I'm sorry. I started you. I'm so sorry. That's when the music, that's how we know the music comes in.
Speaking okay, this one's called A Very Disagreeable Evening.
Oh,
so from
God.
The title, we yeah. understand the tone.
Yes. Disagreeable.
First, it was a stirring. More foot traffic outside the hotel compared to the day before.
You could audiobook read, for
thank
real.
She's
good, isn't she?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really good.
Oh, thank you so yeah. much.
Yeah. You got this. It's very good.
Okay. Odd for the back of a building where his window faced, but Francis ignored it.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, so far disagreeable is the adjective.
Yes,
his
yes.
name's Francis.
Yep, that's
we
all
know
the information we have.
Fancy. It's a posh, scary story.
Very posh.
We've not had one of these yet.
A posh, spooky one.
We've usually just had white trash,
yep.
bumfuck idiots.
We have, but still spooky. It's all
very
spooky.
Yeah,
it's
always all, spooky.
It's all scary. Yep. Yeah.
He drew a bath.
He what?
He drew a bath.
He drew a bath. Yeah. Oh, there's a picture of one of them.
Sketched
right?
it.
Just think right led. Yeah. Did he use his Derwent pencils? I'm sorry.
Not a plug. Just got pencils.
He drew a bath, arranged his strawberry pavlova nearby.
Oh, that's quite nice. Just for him?
Yeah.
This is regional. So. This is Australian.
Because so far, because I was like, this must be in America.
Yeah.
But, in England.
Mm, yeah.
Wait on.
No. Oh, my God.
Arranged his strawberry pavlova nearby and sunk in. He hated these business conferences with their networking. people were annoying.
Of course they are. And you're high flyer like Francis.
Okay. That's right.
Oh, my God.
He preferred to be behind the scenes.
Yes.
Scary.
It's very scary. Behind the scenes, very scary.
Worse, Adelaide was a sweaty sauna.
What? Like this
Adelaide. No one saw that coming.
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
No.
Man.
You did. Why Adelaide?
He looked up at his portrait of Paul Hogan. God. I love how specific this is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's great.
So never Adelaide. Had this is so Adelaide.
Also, why do you need an entire strawberry pavlova?
In the bath.
Yeah, exactly.
You put strawberries like gross. On a pavlova. Do you make a strawberry?
A strawberry flavor.
It's weird. Strawberry, yeah. Francis says, I like the details. Okay. I like this. Yeah. Because he's fucked it, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure we'll get no answers to any of it as well.
No, I won't provide them. I do like the questions that have come up, though. Ironic that the way to unwind was to soak in a warm bath.
So ironic.
But the true appeal was a calm evening.
That's spooky.
In Adelaide, that's never happened.
That's never happened. That's spooky. Come on.
The noise outside became a bustle and then a full-on commotion.
Oh, my God.
What?
This is crazy.
What's happened in Adelaide? Full on commotion. Yeah. What's happened? Paul Hogan.
Anthony Rundle Mall having a
Francis
great time.
Francis got out, donned his robe and bath slippers, and peeked out of the blinds to the outside area one floor below. It was girls.
Oh, quite nice then. Quite a sexy one.
Lena Dunham.
Girls everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Little girls.
Oh, I don't know. Not so sexy anymore.
What? They might want some of that pap.
Teen girls.
Okay.
Girls leaning against the building. Girls in the tall grasses. Girls in
tall
the
grass. In the fields. Okay.
They were increasing in numbers and getting louder as girls do.
They
do.
Girls. So shrill.
Did he write he? As
you know,
girls do?
No, I just okay.
As girls,
you know. But
girls.
I do think Francis would think that.
Absolutely.
Okay, they're increasing in numbers and getting louder. He scanned the crowd and noticed that many of them were wearing a dread sunk in. They were oh no.
Oh no.
Theory Five Ever fans. I love that the build up. To something that no one knows.
Yeah. What is Theory Five Ever?
So they're like groupies. There's a boy band called Theory Five Ever.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Never heard of it. Well, they're touring
because it's made up.
Oh, it's made up. For the Spooky Wiki story.
Because I know Girls Five Ever, the show, and then there's the band Five.
Yeah.
And this is like
these combined.
Maybe it's not made up. Maybe it is real.
It's spooky.
I don't know. I should text Francis.
No matter what, it's spooky. This is spooky.
I'll go stand in the long grass outside his apartment.
Good luck getting his attention. He's got a lot going on.
Yes, sir. The boy... I don't know who's talking.
Doesn't matter.
The boy
doesn't
band
matter.
Is staying here for the weekend, the receptionist explained over the phone. Okay. Their fans tend to gather at the hotels they stay in. There's really nothing we can do about them. I apologise for the inconvenience. Francis hung up in a huff. He got back in the bath.
Oh, good. I got out of the bath. Look at the ladies in the grass.
Robe on, back in the cell. Yeah.
Didn't have time for that this time.
Exactly. Such a weird smattering of details, you know?
So odd.
It's spooky, though.
It's scary.
It is spooky.
Thank you. He had the idea to put on some Mozart to drown out the sound of the screaming girls outside.
Oh, cultured man.
Very nice.
But it just made Mozart sound worse.
The screaming?
Little girls.
The little girls. Oh, little girls.
He ate his dessert with the least joy anyone has ever had and hurried
ever wow. in the bar.
He's angrily eating a strawberry. I'm so angry
about these little girls.
And he hurried from the bath. The girls started chanting.
What are they chanting?
Something spooky, probably.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to go into it, but something spooky, probably.
In his pajamas, he attempted to go over some data to prepare for tomorrow's stay at the conference. Mm. The girls were now singing.
Oh, God.
He expected that the sun would set and the girls would go home, but to his surprise.
Quite early then.
Yeah, exactly. It's a daytime. It's fuck, Francis.
He's having a bath.
God.
And even have during the day.
Oh, God.
Absolute king
do
over
you
here,
live?
Francis.
To his surprise, they remained outside. In the dark, he called it an early night and tried to go to sleep. The girls were prattling
Oh, women often do.
Typical.
Prattling. Yeah. Prattling. Prattling.
Don't get me started, I'll start prattling. He called the front desk again. Get rid of those goddamn brats. Sir, I'm sorry about the commotion, but the fans are choosing not to leave. Did you call the police? It's
These
not
voices
a thank
are
you.
Incredible. Hey, hey, the character don't, work is
I
very
can't
good.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Did you call the police? It's not in anyone's interest to do that. I'm going down there and I'll threaten to call the police myself. I like how it's a threat.
Yeah,
like he's
yeah.
threatening
so many
to
threats.
Threat.
I'm
yeah.
going to do it.
You have his yeah. fist clenched.
So
at the
meta.
Time. So, yeah.
Just fucking do it, Francis.
Just do it. Just do it.
Because she's
going to
be
care.
Like, okay.
The police are going to be like, yeah. are you worried about little girls?
The little girls in the tall grass outside.
So center of Adelaide, tall grass.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes. Yeah. Respectfully, if they didn't leave after the warning the band gave them, they're certainly not going to be scared of you.
You?
That's so rude.
It's so rude. It's quite rude, yeah.
Oh my God, doesn't she know he's got strawberry pavlova?
Listening to Mozart.
What warning? I can't promise you this makes sense.
Okay.
Francis connected his laptop to the speakers, opened the window and lowered them down so they were hanging from the side of the building. He pressed play and listened as the sweet, sweet flute sound filled the air.
Sweet, sweet flute sound. You got to get that sweet, sweet flute sound.
He's obviously a musician.
Yeah, well, he's, what year is this? Because it's corded speakers.
It's today.
Yeah. I think he should have had a Bluetooth.
I think it is actually today.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's writing it live. We haven't got the ending. Just
Sweet, sweet flute sound. Yeah, yeah. Uninterested, the girls continued their noise.
Oh, my God.
Turning out the music at first. Then a symphony of terrified shrieks pierced the air. Oh. Screaming girls ran in desperate chaos, stumbling, some trampling over each other. Like dominoes, they all fell into the long grass. Oh,
this is scary. This is scary.
Overtaken by the swelling hordes of deadly Australian snakes.
Oh, my God. These Australian snakes.
Francis went and poured himself a Chardonnay.
He did it. This guy's not Australian.
What do you mean?
I think he's looked up some Australian references.
Oh,
desserts,
yeah.
That's
long
so
grass,
Australian
true.
Fan fiction.
Snakes, suddenly.
That's so many snakes. The long grass. This is so.
Yeah.
I was like, this person's just unwell.
Yeah.
But now you say they're just foreign. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it also makes sense. Yeah.
That is such an arty thing to say.
And like, they wouldn't go to Adelaide. Like,
yeah.
if this biggest
go,
band
exactly.
in the world.
No.
Like,
they wouldn't.
Is Taylor going to Adelaide? I don't think so.
I doubt it. Be avoiding as if.
I'm going to Adelaide. If you're listening to this, come to my show. It's really March 12th to 16th.
Please
Perth.
Come. The time
of
recording.
But Taylor's not coming, but I will.
Yeah. Brum will go.
Also,
she'll do the
what are they called? Thrive 5-5?
Mm. Five, yep. Five
Francis
over.
Is never coming back.
Never. Who's Stephen King called the Adelaide the scariest place that he's ever been to?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, makes sense.
It actually makes sense. And I think he wrote that.
and
it was also a goosebump. It was also an R.R.
Stein.
Yeah. I've got a massive goosebump from that story.
Yeah. The sweet, sweet flute sound is
that
my
was
favorite.
It was terrifying, wasn't it? You're right, James, after that.
I mean, you know, I'm happy to continue, but I'm a little bit shaken, obviously. That's so funny.
We've got the nice song,
genuinely,
so you're fine.
I love
she loves
spooky stories.
Yeah.
She loves that. Like, I get scared.
Yeah,
of course.
And then when I get home and my kids are like, are you okay? And I'm like, not really.
A bit rattled.
Yeah.
Like one of these Australian snakes.
Oh, my God. I said, just give me my strawberry pavlova.
In the bath and go to sleep in the bath.
Give me some space. Pour me a Chardonnay. My name is Francis.
We've got the next segment, the second final segment. I like how I said that. Would you rather?
Oh, I love
each
this.
Question,
oh,
yeah. James. We asked the question, would you rather? James, would you rather never know what time it is ever or have a small creepy child run up to you every hour on the hour and tell you the time? Oh, and the child has no legs.
But it runs up.
Oh, yeah. It slithers up.
Well, is this nighttime as well?
Yeah.
Then I don't care what time it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a real job.
You don't care what time it is?
No, I don't.
No one cares what time it is.
How are you going to get to your gigs and your podcast and whatnot?
I don't do anything. It's fine.
That's true.
My life
Nick
is
just rocks up and you start recording.
Every hour. That's insane. No one would choose the second.
Okay, I've got another one. Yep.
Yes.
I love the kids slithering up to me. Would you rather live in a glass house that everyone can see into or live in a completely dark house where you can only use a candle for 2 minutes a day held by a creepy child? Oh, who has no legs?
Do you write this?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yeah, would you? Let's just. Okay. Would you rather live in a glass house that everyone can see into or a completely dark house that has no lights?
Do I have my phone?
Yes, for 1 hour. I know. You can have your phone. Don't know why I was trying to add more to the complication.
I don't want anyone looking at me.
I don't want anyone looking. I don't want another person.
Yeah. Just really
walking around. And 2 minutes isn't enough.
Yeah, that's
true. What would I do? I'd do the dishes.
You do the dishes and that's it.
Fold some laundry and then back to the darkness.
What about the creepy child with no legs? What would you say to them?
I'd say Francis.
Francis,
did the snakes get you?
Did the Australian snakes get you? Yeah. Ron, have you got any would you rather?
Yes, I do. Would you rather work with someone very closely and they farted all day long?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All day.
Yeah.
Okay. Dreadful.
That is dreadful.
Or, have they got legs? Yeah, they got legs.
Or just once you fart very loudly in a team meeting.
Just one time.
Just one time. Everyone hears it.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. No problem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Easy. No worries.
Would you make a fuss of it after as well?
Oh, yeah. I'd make a big fuss. Yeah.
What would you do? Be like, yeah, high five. Would you do that?
No. Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. I guess I'd say sorry. I wouldn't be sorry, but that's the nice thing to do. You
know? I think it's actually worse when someone farts and says, I'm so sorry.
Oh, like okay. I'm so sorry what came out of my ass.
Can you explain the other scenario? Can I be like, it's this or a guy?
I had no choice.
I couldn't hold it in any longer. I had the great John Ronson on my podcast, Confessions, last week, the wonderful John Ronson. And he and I had a conversation about, he was asking about Australians and saying that if an Australian like would fart at a funeral, everyone would just find it hilarious and it'd be the funniest thing ever. And in any other country, you would just die. It'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, farting is a fun thing.
So you in the team's meeting, you just go big fart.
No
big
problem.
Pop-off.
Just acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Just roll.
I popped off just then. Yeah. No worries about that. Just did a big pop off.
Every day. Like the other person
every day.
I can't with that.
Yeah, you know? Can't with that.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah.
And you've got no legs.
Yeah.
creepy.
I've got one more.
Here we go.
Would you rather not be able to read at all?
At all.
But you have to pretend that you can't because you're too kind. You pretend.
James is literate.
This one's really going to hit a nerve then.
Yeah. This one feels a bit too real.
Or only be ever able to read out loud.
Oh, that's
so every time you read a sign, it's out loud. Every time you read instructions, it's out loud.
So that's even if I'm glancing at something, I'll just say it.
Yep.
So I'd read a message. Like road microphone.
Yes. You'd GoPro, read your whatever. Text messages out loud.
I love that I made it worse.
I'll have that one.
Just read that.
That's interesting.
Read.
You can't read.
But you have to pretend. So you look like you can.
Yeah.
And looking proud as punch the
whole
time.
Know,
it's upside down.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like people who read, you know, in films when they've got like a really nice like National Geographic or something, but in that they're reading like an FHM magazine. The cool stuff.
What would you choose, Sam? Pretend that you can read?
I pretend that I could read.
But like day to day, what do you... You can't do anything.
What am I reading?
I don't know what you're up to. You probably can't read. You couldn't read your spooky stories.
I made it up.
Oh my God.
I'm Francis.
I was Francis the whole time if you didn't know that actually.
I can read Braille, so it's no big deal.
No big deal. Now, James, we are moving on to the final segment today.
Yes.
Life hack.
Now, oh my God. This is a fun segment, James, because Brian, it's a new iPad. You're getting used to it. You're getting your bearings.
That's all right.
How I use it is like an auntie.
Mm. Yeah. You just tap it. You're surprised it works.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a bit of cardboard.
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty expensive. Okay, so this is a life hack. Okay, so this is something that you can't live without.
Yeah, I love these.
Like when I find a hack that actually helps me, I'm like, great, I'm a better person.
My life is better now.
Okay. This is for the kitchen. Okay. Do you like cooking?
Yeah. I mean, I'm bad. I'm not bad. I can do it.
It's you can do important. It.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do it. That's fine.
Actually very good.
Yeah. Just pretend you can.
Yeah.
He also can't read.
He is tremendous at cooking. Tremendous.
And also adequate at reading. Put that on your bio. So if your hair falls out sometimes, which it does, mine does.
What?
And you're cooking and you don't want to get hair in the food. Wrap your entire head in cling wrap.
Right. This is instead of getting a hair net or anything, you just cling wrap.
Who has a hair net?
A lot McDonald's. Of people in McDonald's. McDonald's have one between them.
Do you guys work in McDonald's?
I used to.
Did you?
It was a visor.
Yeah, but that's different.
No, it is different.
But
you're
your
right.
Hair,
yeah,
a
yeah.
visor, the hair's coming out the top.
No, you're right. Yeah. No.
My dog Dix goes down the end again. Of the road and tries to put my CV into McDonald's every day. Dad, you'd love it.
put that hair in it. Wrap your hair in cling wrap.
Yes.
And then just cut out little things for your eyes.
Wait, you can't go to the forehead?
No, you have to a whole face because you have a beard, James.
I do have a beard.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, damn.
That's right. What about the mouth?
You can have a little slit there.
Okay.
My chest okay. is.
You're cutting it after?
Probably have to.
You have to wrap your, yeah, actually your arms.
Arms as well.
Your arms.
Legs.
Every chest.
Everything. Actually, it's best you don't cook.
No problem.
Is that the whole life hack?
Yeah, wrap
that's
yourself
really
in
good. That's a
you
really
think
good
life.
No, it's a
really
good life.
Do you know, I
hack.
Found that in a ye olde one.
Okay.
It was like some like are so silly and I'm like, that's too silly.
Yeah.
It was like olden days life hacks.
Right.
Wrap cling your wrap. Head in cling wrap.
It's really clever.
I don't know if they wrapped it around their face, but I thought that's
and suffocated.
Better.
A lot of people
you
died.
You have to. You've got a lovely, neat beard. It's
thank
beautiful.
You.
Oh, this is lovely.
But I don't want it in my food, James.
I understand that completely. I mean, I brush my beard, so I don't think this would be I'm not leaning over my food as I'm preparing it.
Yes,
I'm
and
like
you
this.
Shouldn't.
Do you do? Is that
I'm
why
at a distance.
Well, that's
you
why you're
away
bad
from
cool.
the food.
You can't even see it.
Everything's burnt.
And I can't read. Is it ever like also like if it's a meal with the family and the hair's in it, who gives a shit, you know?
Yeah,
it's
my
like,
family
whatever.
Do.
Your family
they
does.
Do. They're yeah, such yeah. spoilt brats. Lucas will put, anyway, it's almost every meal, let's be honest. But he'll pull something out and he'll go, oh, God, Bron. And my hair's really long.
And red.
Thank you for
beautiful
saying that.
Rick. Beautiful.
And
color.
I'm like, what are you? Sorry. Like, and so every meal, I'll be like, sorry.
Sorry.
I don't
I'm
mean
sorry
it.
For what, existing.
Sorry for cooking you a meal.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be saying that when you're wrapped in cling wrap.
I say anything.
I love anything I don't have to cook. I'll eat fucking
anything.
Yeah.
If somebody puts something in front of me, it could be a ball of hair.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh,
like
then we'd
I
be
would...
perfect together.
Oh, Dix can cook for you sometime. It'll be lovely. He makes beautiful balls of hair all the time. James, thank you so much for joining us on your Two Drunk Aunties.
I loved it.
Oh, thank you so
did.
Much.
Well, we loved having you.
Thank you.
James, how do people find you and everything?
I have a podcast called The Weekly Planet. We talk about
great
movies.
Podcast, great
thank
podcast.
You. I have a YouTube channel similar. It's just movies. But if you don't like movies, you might not like it.
Hey, but you
movies.
Might like it as well.
You might. Yeah.
Love
you love
movies.
Movies? There you go.
Movies.
There you go.
Do you like movies that like blockbuster movies that are bad? That like they come out and you're like, oh, okay.
Nah.
Oh, you might not like it. You might not like the podcast.
maybe I would. What's the last one you did?
Oh, God. Oh, Argyle? It was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were
doing a lot of Spider-Man.
There's a Madam Web movie out this week.
I saw that and it says like everyone's connected by her web, which sounds gross.
Oh, okay. I was going to say awesome.
I love what I love is Dakota Johnson. She's so strange because she's born of two celebrities.
Yes.
And she's just
Who?
Completely.
Who? Which ones?
Don Johnson and
Sam Johnson.
Melanie Griffith.
Is she?
So she's like completely detached from reality, does not give a fuck. Like you see her in an interview and they ask her and she's like, I don't know, whatever. And she's like, and they're like, is the movie good? And she's like, there was a green screen and someone yelled explosion and I ducked. I don't know.
Oh my
God.
The
magic of cinema ruining everything.
Well, I love it. It's so funny.
Was she the same one in 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Sexy
hell.
Film.
So, yeah, okay. But is she
sexy
good?
Trilogy.
Is
she a good actress?
I think she's genuinely talented.
So why'd she choose that one if you could choose any?
I think she got tricked into it.
She got tricked.
Because there's like, to get into the weeds, there's like the mainline Marvel movies with your Thor and Captain America and Black Widow and whatever. And then Sony have like a spin-off universe where they make absolute garbage.
Yeah,
think she thought that that's what she was making. I think that's what happened.
That great clip. Do you remember that great clip of Gwyneth Paltrow where she's talking to Jon Favreau and she
doesn't
even
know that she's in.
Even know that she was in Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, is it Spider-Man? No, she doesn't know she was in. She doesn't know. She's like, we were in Spider-Man together.
My gosh.
She's like, I don't think so.
That's amazing.
It's so good.
I'll probably tell you after
this. This is way in the podcast.
Otherwise, it's going to go into a huge rant and you'll be like, you'll be angry.
Oh, why would
and
I be angry?
And then when James leaves, you'll yell at me.
I would love this.
I yell at Bron as soon as anyone leaves the house. But I can't because I've got cling wrap all over my goddamn place trying to look pretty. Oh, I look so pretty. Hey, James, thank you so much for joining us on YouTube, Drunk Aunties. Leave a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Tell Bron she looks beautiful because she always fucking does.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, for goodness sake. She's a beautiful mother as well. Thank you. Keep enjoying us.
Cheers.
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 Cheers with the whiskey sours. Cheers. How's that?
I am sweating.
Yeah, I'm going to burn
I'm so greasy.
I'm so sorry about that.
Everyone's glistening.